Hi, everybody. Yours truly, Dan Romanello. Like to welcome you to a special edition of Group Harmony Review. I've been promising you that I was going to re-air all West Coast Rhythm and Blues and Doo-Wop Volume 2. And many folks have asked that it be put on the airwaves again. Wasn't aired in its entirety, wasn't archived. So we're going to get to it tonight for you. So enjoy this special re-airing of a show from, I guess, originally about 8 or 9 years ago. All West Coast Rhythm and Blues, Volume 2. I'll be back for you next week. And I do encourage the mail and the input into Group Harmony Review. See you then. Everybody, welcome to another edition of the Group Harmony Review here at 90.7 FM on WFUV in New York City. Every Saturday night from midnight to 2 a.m., we feature the finest in 1950s style rock and roll and rhythm and blues vocal group harmony, sometimes known as doo-wop, here at 90.7 FM. Following Vin Skeltz's Idiot's Delight, we're here for you each and every Saturday night. And tonight, kind of another special edition of the show. As I'd been promising you, tonight we're going to go back and present Volume 2 of all West Coast California recordings here at 90.7 FM. Began with Something Nice by Bobby Mack that we opened up with a theme song on Vended Records, a tune entitled How Was Your Weekend? And tonight we're going to present some of the most obscure and some of the most popular in that great 1950s style rhythm and blues and rock and roll from the West Coast. From here in New York City, be presenting all California sounds tonight. Ron Holden with Love You So in the background. I believe he was from Seattle. Let's listen to a little bit more.
True love for all eternity.
In 1957, Johnny Otis, his vocal group, the J-O's, named after his initials, consisting of Richard Berry and Arthur Lee May, Jesse Belvin, and Mel Williams. And we talked about this one last week when Jim Lavelle was here in the Collector's Corner. By the way, I do want to thank Jim for that. The first hour was by request. Jim Lavelle there in the Collector's Corner. Going to be doing more requests for you next week and more special features. But in 1957, on the Johnny Otis Rock and Roll Hit Parade LP on Dig Records, his group, the J-O's, covered a number of other R&B classics. Last week featured Earth Angel for you. Right now, we're going to go back to a New York City classic, originally done here in the Bronx, New York, by the Chords back in 1954, set a standard for rock and roll and R&B. Covered now by the J-O's from the West Coast back in 1957.
Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream. If I could take you out to paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life would be a dream. Sweet Harlan, oh, hello, Ken. She boom and over the million moon. Then on a lean, oh, she dangle a dangle a dangle. Well, pip, 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 pip. So, diva, diva, dim. Well, life would be dreams. If only you and my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you. Life would be dreams. Be hard up, double up, shuffle.
Every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, baby, we'll be so fine.
Oh, life could be a dream. Shaboom, if I could take you out to paradise up above. Shaboom, me down, me darling, I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello, Kim. Shaboom, me love, the minute I'm on the phone. You're on a lean low, shadangle-a-dangle-a-dangle-a-dangle.
A thousand
little Caesar on the Romans there with those memories of those oldies but goodies. We just closed with the J.O.'s for Johnny Otis on his Rock and Roll Dig LP. And a beautiful rendition of Shaboom. Jesse Belvin, Arthur Lee May, Richard Berry, and Mel Williams. Just ahead of that, we had Ron Holden with his Thunderbirds and Love You So. We began with Bobby Mack on Vended Records. And how was your weekend? On an all-California West Coast special tonight on the Group Harmony Review. We're going to be featuring many sides in the Collector's Corner. Many great 1950s and early 60s standards from the West Coast. And speaking of Little Caesar and the Romans, that oldies but goodies group, well, they covered a tune which you may or may not be familiar with. Quite often I feature Adorable here on the program by the Drifters on Atlantic, of course, that had been also done by a number of West Coast groups. And in particular, if you never heard it before, Little Caesar and the Romans. And this is Adorable.
Adorable, 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 baby. You're adorable.
So clinging, eyes, you're excitable. When kissed once or twice, and soon you'll be mine. Alone, you adorable one. You must have come from heaven, because you thrill me so. My heaven starts at 7 sharp. You start my heart to glow, glow, glow. You're so huggable, so clinging, so nice. You're excitable. When kissed once or twice, and soon you'll be mine. Alone, you adorable one. Adorable, 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 adorable baby. Adorable, 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 adorable baby.
Wasn't that great? Two renditions of Adorable. Those were the Colts from Los Angeles, Vita Records, 1955. And just ahead of that, Little Caesar and the Romans with a version originally issued only on an LP, on Delphi Records, on a Delphi LP. And although many of the listeners are familiar with Little Caesar and the Romans, those oldies but goodies, perhaps they never heard that beautiful recording, Adorable, by the group. Here at 90.7 FM on WFUV, an all West Coast special tonight. Much of the material I'm featuring, I'll be referencing from a wonderful publication, thanks to Galen Gott and Steve Probst some years ago. Put out a book, did extensive research on the Los Angeles vocal groups, LA R&B vocal groups from 1945 to 1965. Predominantly tonight, the West Coast sound I'm covering will be from the 1950s to the early 60s. Have some early groups from the early 50s also going to be getting to on part two of the show tonight. But I very much like doing these, I guess, regional or city features. I've done All New York Volume 1 and West Coast Volume 1, now Volume number 2 for the California sound. Still want to get to Chicago, and really love putting together material like this. I have so much California items with me tonight, definitely enough for a few shows, but next week I do want to get back to the requests. And by the way, that Colts record from a beautiful CD, thanks to the folks at Relic Records some years ago, Golden Era of Doo-Wop series with Vita Records, and also Ace Records had given us the reissue of the Johnny Otis Rock and Roll Hit Parade LP, originally on Dig Records back in 1957, and that one on an import CD, thanks to Ace Records. Many collector's items, rare collector's corner items sprinkled in the show tonight, and many popular classics. We're going to be getting to a few more in just a moment or two. But back to the collector's corner we go, 1961 for this one. So Good from 1960, kind of rare, on Shade Records out of Pico Boulevard in Los Angeles, California. That was Little Sammy with an unlisted group and a very pretty West Coast ballad entitled Can You Love Me here at 90.7 FM. We'll send that one out especially to one of my guests of last month, Bob Hannes, who featured the poets on Shade in his Collector's Corner guest spot on the show, and we were talking about Little Sammy on the same label during that guest spot. So a pleasure to feature that one here on the show. Just ahead of that, we were in 1961. As you can tell, so much dynamite vocal group harmony was issued in the very early 1960s and for many years totally overlooked on collector-oriented shows back in the 60s and 70s, primarily because, well, the history of the music was being developed and the roots of the music, the 1950s sound, and early 50s and late 40s, and all of this material was being researched. At the time, many of these recordings were being released, and the music was changing here in America. So as we look back on it, it's so easy to understand how they drifted on into obscurity. Well, let's see. Right ahead of that, also in the Collector's Corner from 1961, Charles Andrea and the High Tones on Tory Limited Records, a tune entitled Didn't We Have a Nice Time? Nice reference in that Galen Garten Steve Probst book regarding Charles Andrea and the High Tones. Talked about the issue in 1961, how the label was named after, I believe, the promoter's daughter, Tori Roxanne, and how Charles Andrea, namely Charles Smith, backed up by his group on that rare recording. Both sides are fabulous. So if we don't get to the flip side tonight on part two, well, in the next West Coast special. Here at 90.7 FM on WFUV, saluting the California sound tonight. With the weather here in New York when I'm recording this, it sure does feel like Southern California. Talk about the legendary recordings that have stood the test of time from the 1950s. This one, without a doubt, always been at the top of my list, and many of those top 10 lists that the listeners had sent in. Got a request in for this over the past few weeks, thanks to good friend Dave Fortunoff. And also have a request for Kenny Vance coming up in just a little bit. Many of my guests over the 40th anniversary made some special requests. So especially for you, Dave, let's go back now to 1958. Some beautiful West Coast harmony at its finest. The great and versatile Jesse Belvin in the group with Frankie Irvin. Tender Records, 1958, a classic if there ever was one.
You cheated, you lied, you said that you love me. You cheated. you want me. You cheated, you lied. You said that you love me. Oh, what can I do? Oh, what can I do?
I wonder if I...
Classic vocal group harmony back to 1953 on RCA Victor Records. Those, of course, were the Robins. And how would you know? Fantastic. Just ahead of that, the Hollywood Saxons, Stan Beverly and Company, released as the Saxons on Contender Records. Let's see, that was about 1958. I was close. 1958 on Contender Records, the Saxons with Stan Beverly and Company. And Is It True? Have a nice autographed copy of that, Stan Beverly's name on it. Had the privilege of meeting Stan Beverly and other members of the Hollywood Saxons many years ago at a United in Group Harmony Association meeting. So we had the Robins and we had the Hollywood Saxons, and we began for Dave Fortune off by request with the Shields, of course, on Tender Records originally before large national distribution on Dot Records from 1958. The Shields and that unmistakable sound, You Cheated. One of the beautiful West Coast items from the late 1950s that has stood the test of time and invariably shows up as favorite recordings. Definitely a favorite of mine. And thank you, David, for that beautiful request in here to the Group Harmony Review. As I was listening to the West Coast material there, I was browsing through this wonderful book I mentioned. And don't think I gave you the name, the year, actually, on the opener tonight, Bobby Mack. Of course, that's listed in this book, thanks to Galen Gart and Steve Probst, Los Angeles R&B vocal groups, 1945 to 1965. It indicates that Bobby Mack, although the group was unlisted and uncredited on the label, he was backed up by the Viceroys on that tune, How Was Your Weekend, released in 1962 on Vended Records, a beautiful and very rare recording, and had been recorded for producer Larry Johnson at his Hollywood Boulevard studio. Love reading this information about the groups. And also talked about how Bobby Mack went on to record as a member of the reorganized Marathons. So I love referencing information like this, especially featuring all West Coast recordings tonight. Speaking of autographed copies of records, have a nice Blue Jays LP here with an autograph, thanks to Leon Peels. And during the 40th anniversary, when Kenny Vance was kind enough to come by and also performed Lover's Island along with Diamonds and Pearls and so many other beautiful items, and we talked about his career, played some of his favorite items, and know how much he enjoys the Blue Jays. So with special thanks to Kenny Vance for his help in not only preserving the show, but authentically recapturing the 1950s and early 60s R&B and rock and roll and doo-wop sound. Let's send this Blue Jays out on Milestone Records, especially to Kenny Vance.
Yeah.
two fabulous recordings from 1961. A Place in My Heart, The Peppers on Ensign Records, and just ahead of that, Leon Peels and the Blue Jays on Milestone Records, Tears Are Falling from 1961. Back into the rare collector's corner we go.
It's true we fell in love before. It seems so long ago. Before we fall in love again. True love, I'm sure.
So beautiful and so rare. Last of three releases for Wanda Burt and the Crescendos on Music City Records out of Berkeley, California. Put that one at 1961. A beautiful and rare version of Teenager's Prayer. Just ahead of that, we had the Aladdins, perhaps one of their lesser known, but very beautiful indeed, also from 1960. The Aladdins on Prism Records, and a tune entitled Then. Not going to find that one too easily nowadays. We were definitely in the collector's corner with those two sides. And that Wanda Burt, very special item to me. As you know, female leads with male vocal groups have always been a special kind of sound to yours truly. And I think what I'm going to do one of these shows is go back to my very first female lead and male group specials and maybe re-air one or two or perhaps even three of them as we go along. I know back then when I started, they were three-hour shows, but I'll bet if I edit out all the announcements and telephone call acknowledgments and mail and everything else, I might be able to just get all the records and introductions into a two-hour show. But might try to do that in one of the upcoming weeks also. And as you can see, as I mentioned before, there was so much beautiful material from the very early 1960s, which years back in the early days of collecting kind of just drifted into obscurity as we were all focused on the earlier sound, and rightfully so. The history was being developed of the music, and unfortunately, not necessarily rightfully, but unfortunately, as the music was changing and perhaps record companies didn't really get behind the groups in the early 60s and either promote them the way they could have, or in some cases they just couldn't compete financially. Remembering many of these recordings came from small independent labels, and there was the influx of a different kind of sound from, I guess, a very financially backed area of the record and music industry. So that probably contributed a great deal to many of the great 60s items with respect to vocal group harmony losing or never achieving popularity. But we remember them here on the Group Harmony Review, as we have been doing for the last 40 years here at 90.7 FM on WFUV. Going to stay with a few female leads and male vocal groups right now. I guess you kind of knew I'd be heading in that direction a little bit, especially with respect to the West Coast sound. And we got a request for this one from California, from Phil out there in Petaluma, California. Wanted to hear Little Clydie along with her teens from 1956.
My heart beats much faster whenever you are. party, my most happy dream came true. At last I'll have a chance to dance with you. I can't wait on till your party will roll. My first kiss from you, for I've been in love with you always, but you are too blind to see that you don't have to play spin the bottle.
That is so pretty on Specialty Records from 1958. That was none other than Little Clydie, Clydie King, with an unlisted vocal group on Specialty, 1958, a very pretty tune, I think, entitled I'm Invited to Your Party. Just ahead of that, by request, Little Clydie and Her Teens, RPM Records 2 years earlier, 1956, a tune entitled Oh Me. Beautiful quality reissue on that, thanks to the folks at Ace Records over there in England, part of the Modern Vocal Group series. That one appears on volume number 4. Thanks to Ace Records for a beautiful production. Crystal clear on that CD. Going to continue with more female leads and male group combination. Here's another rare gem from early 1960s, Linda Carr and her group, The Impossibles, in this wonderful Los Angeles group's book, thanks to Galen Gart and Steve Probst. They talk about how Linda Carr, I believe, was discovered by Bobby Sanders. And for the first time ever, we always speculated on a tune, another rare collectible on Donna Records by Jimmy Pipkin and the Galahads, This Letter to You. And there's a sharing of the lead there with a female lead, male and female lead, backed up by the Galahads on Donna Records. And there's information in this book, and this was the first time this information had ever been made available, thanks to the research of Steve and Galen. But the female voice in that This Letter to You by Jimmy Pipkin and the Galahads was none other than Linda Carr of The Impossibles. And here she is now on Ray Starr Records from the very early 1960s once again.
Yeah.
in tune with 90.7 FM. This is member-supported WFUV, public radio from Fordham University in New York. There's a great West Coast instrumental on Class Records from 1957. Going to send this one out to Blatt in Buffalo. It's Googie Renee and his Wham Bams on Class Records with a tune entitled Wham Bam. Great. We just closed with two by Linda Carr. First, Linda Carr and the Impossibles, 1962, Race Star Records and Shy One. And then the one I referenced, thanks to that Los Angeles R&B vocal group's book, thanks to Galen and the research by both Galen and Steve, Jimmy Pipkin, accompanied by Linda Carr, along with the Galahads on Donna Records, also from 1962. Another rare and beautiful collectible entitled This Letter to You. Kind of a little Linda Carr spotlight. here in New York City on the Group Harmony Review, saluting the West Coast sound tonight on WFUV. Just now, of course, Googie Renee with Wham Bam, Class Records, 1957. Going to go to Flip Records right now, 1958. This is, I guess, just about the rarest 45 that was issued by the 16s on Flip. Trudy Williams and the 16s of Casual Look fame. And this is included in an Ace Records CD package, volume number 3, imported from Ace Records in England. And just recently, one of the members of the 16s, Kenny Sinclair, recently passed away. A very talented artist, sang with the Elgins, the Elements, and the 16s, Trudy Williams and the 16s. And I'd like to dedicate this to the memory of all the wonderful performances and recordings, thanks to Kenny Sinclair over the years and his contribution to the music. Here's the rarest of the 16s release from 1958. Now on this Ace Records Volume 3 package, let's go back now to the West Coast from right here in New York City on WFUV.
So all alone. course you're going to be miles and miles away. I'll think of you both, night and day.
Baby, let's make some love.
That is great. 1955. Make that 1954. Classic early 50s West Coast harmony. Cornell Gunther, Richard Berry, The Flares on Flare Records, Love Me Girl from 1954. Just ahead of that, The Sweet Teens on Flip Records from 1955, Forevermore, part of that Flip Records doo-wop series, thanks to Ace Records in England. And we began with The 16s, Trudy Williams, Kenny Sinclair on Flip Records from, I guess, 1956. And make that 1958, the rarest of the 16s releases on Flip, I believe, a tune entitled Oh, It's Crazy. Here on the Group Harmony Review on WFUV in New York City, let's go now to 1957. The Gladiators, Dig Records, here at 90.7 FM.
say.
Goodbye, my dear.
Don't leave me tomorrow.
Don't leave me tomorrow.
Don't want me no more.
Don't want me no more.
Don't leave me tomorrow.
Don't leave me tomorrow.
Don't want me no more.
Don't want me no more.
I'll give my baby.
Great Love, the Federal label, and Love, West Coast material on Federal Records. That one from 1955 by the Californians with Heavenly Ruby to close out that set of an all West Coast special tonight on the Group Harmony Review. We began with the Gladiators, 1957 on Dig Records, My Baby Doll. Then we went to Sel Foster and the Audios on Ultra Records, recorded in Los Angeles, 1955. released on Ultra Records, a tune entitled Honest I Do. Very pretty ballad. Then we went up tempo with the Hollywood Four Flames, back to 1952 on Recorded in Hollywood Records. The Hollywood Four Flames with Baby Please. And just closed it out with Heavenly Ruby, thanks to the Californians, from 1955. Got a request here now for Ed Yeager. And as Ed was kind enough to write in and request this tremendous record by the Native Boys, said it was the first 78 he bought here on the Group Harmony Review.
I'm in love with you, little girl. Please have mercy, don't say we're through. Don't do it,
don't do it.
Don't do it,
don't do it.
Quit,
don't do it.
Stop,
don't do it.
Don't do it. Oh, baby, don't leave me this way.
Don't leave me this way.
Oh, why don't you treat me like I do you? Don't take your love, or I'll be blue. Don't do it,
don't do it.
Don't do it,
don't do it.
Those fabulous Penguins, that time on Mercury, though, not on Due Tone. And a really nice tune from 1955 by the Penguins entitled Don't Do It. We began with something by request for Ed Yeager, 1956. Thank you, Ed. Those Native Boys on Combo Records with Strange Love. Might have even been one of the first great West Coast records I bought on the up-tempo side, and then discovered that beautiful ballad, Sherilyn on the Flip. Thank you for the request. And as Ed has told us, the verse 78 he purchased, released in 1956 on Combo Records. And right in the middle, we were in 1959 with the Marvells on Magnet Records, Did She Leave You, here on an all-West Coast special on the Group Harmony Review. If you have a request or dedication you'd like to make, or announcement, something you haven't heard in quite a while, why don't you send an email to danromanello@wfuv.org, or you can write to me here on the Group Harmony Review, WFUV, Fordham University, Bronx, New York, and the zip code is 10458. Robbie G., thank you for the email. I'm going to dedicate this next one especially to you. And over the years, I know many times we played a great West Coast tune, Tabarin, the original version by the Four Flames, and then a later version of the group under the name of the Tangiers. A little bit more of a polished version came out on Decca. The original version, I believe, may have been issued only on 78, I think. But quite a rare piece. And we would often talk about on the air the fact that they were singing about a dance hall called the Tabarin. And kind of speculated, not being an English word, that it must have been something maybe overseas. And someone talked about his memories at the Tabarin, put it to words, and ultimately it became a song and then was recorded by Rhythm and Blues Group, the Four Flames. Well, he sent in a really nice email, along with some information that I wasn't aware of. Apparently, back in 1948, in Denver, Colorado, there was a place called the Ball Tabarin. And he found something on eBay referencing, I guess it was a dance hall, but in conjunction with a race that was being promoted. But in any event, I guess the word Tabarin caught his eye. So now we know there was a place here in America in 1948 called the Ball Tabarin. This tune by the Four Flames that we're going to send out especially to Robbie was recorded in 1951, March of 1951, in Los Angeles. So I guess out west there, not too far from Colorado. And Clyde Tillis, David Ford, Bobby Bird, and Curly Dinkins recorded this beautiful record in Los Angeles, March 1951. Original issue was on the Unique label, Unique number 005. And the master was purchased by Specialty Records in October of that year and reissued on the Fidelity label, Fidelity number 3001. Beautiful liner notes in this old double album or double cover Specialty LP. Volume 1 of This Is How It All Began. And right from the original master, the original version of Tabarin by the Four Flames, before they redid it as the Tangiers, a later group on Decca. Here was their first recording of it. And we'll send this out especially to Robbie G. Going back to the Tabarin in 1951. Or was it 1948?
Tabarin. Yes, I met her at the tavern. On a lonely autumn night, we were dancing to a star. So tall. Even now I hear her lovely as I pleaded for her hand. Couples dancing near me so mighty, and they seem to understand. To the tavern, watching other loves begin. How can I forget my only love that I lost at Tabarin? Well, she sighed and I come back to the tavern, watching other loves begin. How can I forget my own?
Love you. for me. Mm, no matter what I've tried to do, I guess I never would have fell in love if it wasn't just for you. Remember him and remember he put them together and remember me.
went back to that J.O.'s LP, originally issued in 1957 on Dig Records, the Johnny Otis Rock and Roll Hit Parade LP, now reissued on Ace Records. And those were the J.O.'s once again, with a cover version of another popular rhythm and blues standard, Sincerely, by the J.O.'s from 1957. We began with the Four Flames, originally on Unique Records in 1951, recorded in March of 1951 in Los Angeles, and their first version of Tabarin, especially for Robbie G. And thank you, Robbie, for that information. And then, of course, Tabarin was done again by the Tangiers on Decca in 1955. So we followed up that 1951 recording with a Tangiers recording from 1956 on Decca Records, Remember Me, and then closed it out with the J.O.'s from 1957. Let's go back to 1954 right now. Haven't featured this one on the program in quite a number of years. To my old original Showtime Records 45. Here are the Feathers from 1954.
I have a gun. never gave me a chance. No one I remember. Oh, no, no.
Please come back.
Believe I want you.
Have both sides of an original 45 rare disc on Showtime Records, The Feathers from 1954. First, Johnny Darling, and just now, a very pretty tune entitled Nona. Got requested for more Platters material, so let's dedicate this one especially to Frank B. and also out to Conway Kehoe.
Have mercy. Let's have no controversy. Moments like this were meant for kissing. Lend your lips to his. Have mercy, dear. Have pity. Child to all before it begins to crawl. How can my voice be talking? Love is a child after all. Have mercy. Let's have no conversation. Tell me your heart has heard each word, and when your lips are near, have mercy, dear.
someday, my love, once more I'll hold you close to me. Till then, this mystery will fill this empty heart of mine. I'll make a
Jackson back in 1955 on RPM Records, This Empty Heart, to close out the West Coast edition of the Group Harmony Review here on WFUV in New York City. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for listening to Group Harmony Review. You're in tune with 90.7 FM, WFUV and WFUV.org. Member-supported public radio from Fordham University in New York.